This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Man, I tell you, these teams are afraid of the opposing fans taking over their buildings. I think a lot of this had to do with what you saw from the 49er fan in L.A. the last week of the season, really taking over that building. And now I'm seeing that the Titans are going way out of their way to try to keep the Bengals fan out of their building.
You know, it's an easy drive from Cincinnati to Nashville. That's why. And it's close, and the Bengal fan has been ignited now that they have an exciting young quarterback, an exciting coach. Jamar Chase throw the ball down the field. It's fun football again, and the Cincinnati fan has been sitting on the sideline for a long time. I told you my nephew's going to the game.
Yeah, I mean, but where are all these people that were talking about how popular the Titans were? Remember when we were talking about the Titans? Oh, Nashville loves the Titans, Titans this, Titans that. You shouldn't have to do this. You think they're doing this in Green Bay?
Oh, no.
No, and what they're doing, I should try to explain, because I'm a little bit confused by this. So the Titans are trying to keep the Bengal fans out. They made a change to their ticket policy. The tickets purchased directly through the team or approved NFL sites cannot transfer until 24 hours prior to kickoff, which means Bengals fans cannot make plans ahead of time to attend.
Oh, that stinks.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the NFL should require every single team to make, you know, tickets available to everybody. And, you know, and that's, you know, to me, that's discriminatory.
It is.
And quite frankly, it's anti-NFL. The NFL is a community. It's a big family. We're all a part of it.
I would agree.
And, you know, to me, Sal Acotta may hate Dan Quinn for whatever reason.
Yeah.
But, you know, Sal and Dan and you and me and BT and Al and Zach Taylor and Joe Burrow and, you know, Eddie George. I mean, we're all part of the NFL family.
Oh, really? We're all a part of the NFL family.
We're all a part of it. And, you know, radio stations all across the country this morning, they got their own Football Fridays going on.
Sure, of course.
But you got TV shows devoted to nothing but football.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're a little bit more of everything, but
yeah,
the fact is we're all part of the NFL family.
That's right.
And I like it when stadiums are packed. And, you know, we used to have 10,000 Steeler fans invade Riverfront Stadium.
And you liked that?
I did, because then when we went to Three River Stadium, I don't know, we didn't have 10,000 fans, but we had our group of fans that would follow us and be there.
I've seen this before. I actually think it happened in hockey, where there was a team that said it was a playoff series, and in order to buy the tickets, you had to have a zip code, or you couldn't have a zip code in the opposing cities.
And you could not wear a jersey. Remember that whole thing?
Oh, yeah. It was the Tampa Bay Lightning who did that, I believe, with the Penguins, I think. Yeah. Maybe even the Rangers. I'm not sure.
I mean, it's bogus, man.
Yeah, it is discriminatory.
Come on. Stop. Knock it
Bull
off.
Crap.
Let's go. Let football fans be football fans and embrace the challenge and embrace their newfound excitement for some of these franchises, like the Bills fan. The Bills fan over the last 3 years now has been in the mix.
Yeah, how did Randy get tickets? You help him out with that?
So he no, I did not. He didn't
frozen.
Ask me to help him out. I just had to get him dinner reservations at Jeff Ruby's down
okay.
in Nashville.
All right, nice. Of course.
But Jeff Ruby is from Cincinnati, but he does have a restaurant in Nashville.
Okay.
And he put a tweet out saying that, you know, the Nashville Jeff Ruby's would be a safe place for Cincinnati fans to come and have dinner.
Oh, nice.
Oh, he's just a beauty.
He's
a marketing genius.
Marketing genius.
Right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.